can you make the other one vote listenable too?
Welcome to Radio Oscillator number 15. My name is Marcos Hassan, and well, this we just heard, first song of the show, was the Mai Shi with the song Jubilee from the album Terror Bird, released by 5RC or Fibro Christi, the subsidiary label from the bigger label Kill Rock Stars out of Olympia, Washington. And well, this band's interesting. It's a band from like from Los Angeles, and it's kind of like part of this noise punk kind of like scene, so to speak. It's like they're contemporaries of bands like No Age and Health and Mika Maiko, White Program, Last Show, tons of others. And well, as you could hear, they're kind of creative with their sounds and everything. They're a fun band. Well, welcome to the show. As always, there's going to be a big variety of sounds and of music and bands. I'm going to play a couple of songs by bands that are going to play here and this week in Mexico City, and others that are releasing albums, and I just heard, so programming those too. And I'm also programming some I don't know, things I like, so to speak, bands you probably know or don't know, but music that it's good, but you know, you have the big variety of all sounds I enjoy. So anyway, here's the show starting, so here's the next song of this show, and I'm not sure what it is, but I remember now. It's Battletorn from the album Terminal Dawn. I'm gonna talk about it once it's finished. Once this whole block is finished, I'm gonna talk about every song. But here's Battletorn on Oscillator Radio. Check it out.
lemon day, just a blade of grass, just another bit of hay, and the horses pass. La 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 la. Just a sack of seed to sow, and the children eat. La 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 la. Just another life to live, just a word to say, just another love to give, and a diamond. La 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 la.
Thank you. There's something alive in the room, and I don't know what it's up to. So blame it all on the moon, and there's nothing we could do. And I'd like to make this thing happening. It's happening. So I'd like to make this thing happening. It's happening. Hold on.
Like I told you, starting this block, I played some Battle Torn from their album. The album is called Terminal Dawn. The song is also called Terminal Dawn. Was released last year by the controversial label Trollman Unlimited. And well, as you could hear, they play this this hardcore, violent hardcore thing that's more akin to power violence, the so-called genre, subgenre. A little grindcore-y in some parts, but great. Overall, I really like them. They're kind of like hardcore, so to speak. That's a good thing when they can pull it off, whole grindcore, especially in this day and age. But anyway, that was Battle Torn. It's a really good album. If you have the chance to listen to it, go ahead because it's really good. It's actually is a very short album, I think, because there's tons of songs, as you could expect from a band like this, kind of like punk or grindcore. Well, that was Battletorn. Afterwards, we heard Asba from their new, I'm not sure if it's forthcoming or a new album, but it's definitely 2008. The song's called Christopher Columbus, and it's just an excerpt of that song. It's from the album What You Don't Know Is Frontier, and it's gonna be released on the Southern label. Southern, I repeat, not Southern North, just Southern. And this band, as you may or may not know, features G. Stuart Dalkist, who was the guitar player, one of the original members of Sun, before they settled on the duo of the on the core duo of Stephen O'Malley and Greg Anderson. And well, it all, this band also features the member called VRAD or Brath, who both he and G. Stuart Dalkist and him and Brad used to be in the band in the pre-Southern Lord Sun band, Burning Witch, who recently got a reissue of their, well, mostly their complete discography through Southern Lord. And well, it can tell you something about them. Also featured in this band is the multi-instrumentalist Trey Sprouse, who you may recognize as being a member, a former member of the band Mr. Vongle, who also feature Mike Patton and Trevor Dunn. And as you can hear, I really like Asba because they kind of do like this drone metal thing, but they really do it well. They do it differently. They're heavy and everything, but they also have the organ, and it's a little more organic because of it, no pun intended. And well, they're a great band. I've been looking forward for their for this album from What You Don't Know Is Frontier since I don't know, for a long time, ever since I first heard their first full-length album called Futurist Against the Ocean. And one thing about Asba is that one of their founding members, one of their original members, was none other than Drone Doom's godfather, so to speak, who is of course Dylan Carlson of Earth. And well, that can tell you a lot about this band. So anyway, this is from their new album, just an excerpt, Christopher Columbus, the song. The album's called What You Don't Know Is Frontier, and it's from Asba. And afterwards, we heard Vashti Vanian with the song Diamond Day from the album Just Another Diamond Day from 1970. Now, this woman, you may know the story by now, but she started with the whole psychedelic British folk scene. Actually, this album was recorded with the help of, I think, Mike Heron from Incredible String Band and members from Fairport Convention, tons of great bands from that era. And it was also produced by Joe Boyd. And well, the thing is that this album didn't caught up with the public, so it didn't sell, and it disappointed Vashti, and she just retired from making music. She stopped recording, and well, she spent her time in obscurity for more than 30 years. But in the meantime, the album became like a very sought after, very rare album that a lot of people, it became a cult hit. And throughout the 90s and the 2000s, whatever you call this decade, a lot of people started to discover this this album, and they started to take it as an inspiration, as a big influence on the whole freak folk, whatever you want to call it, scene. So much that later on, Animal Collective recorded a Prospect Homer EP with her, and also Devendra Vanhard recorded with her a couple of songs, I think, from Rejoicing in the Hands, his own album. And and even Joanna Newsom, I think she had something to do with her. Of course, you can hear the influence on Joanna Newsom that Vashti Vanian had on Joanna Newsom, if you listen to the boys. And well, this all led that to Mike... Oh, my. who I'm thinking of. Sorry, I'm a little distracted, but anyway, I'm digressing. It is led to us the Michael Jira from former Swans main man, now in the Angels of Light and head of John God Records. It led him to sign her, and she recorded the follow-up album to Just Another Diamond Day a few years ago. And well, as you can hear, she plays this great psychedelic mix of mood and how do you put it, whimsical kind of sounds, but also kind of influenced by other places. It seems a little Southern American to me in some of the parts, but anyway, it's a great album. It is. So that was Vashti Bunyan with Diamond Day from Just Another Diamond Day. Then afterwards we heard SPK with the song Slogan from the Meat Processing Unit. Meat Processing... I forgot. It's not Unit because it's Information Overload Unit, their first album, so the single can't be Unit, but anyway. This is one of their greatest songs, and as you can hear, they're a band. It's actually, this EP was a release from Industrial Records, the venerated and very influential label led by the members of Throbbing Gristle. And of course, this is the album that preceded, I mean the EP that preceded the album that's called, as I told you, Information Overload Unit. And they're a great band. They're proto noise, or downright noise and power electronics. In fact, this song, the title of this song, named the power electronics band, the more recent contemporary power electronics band called Slogan. And well, as you can hear many traits, many sounds that were to come here. Revealed. So anyway, one of the members of this band, I forget the name, but he's now one of the most sought after Hollywood composers, which is weird when you come to think about it. So anyway, that was SPK with Slogan. And then we heard Apparat with the song Hold On from his latest album called Walls from 2007. Of course, Apparat is Sasha Ring's stage name, and if you have been following the whole micro house, minimal house scene, you know who he is. He's gonna be playing here this Friday at the Pasaje America. This is part of the Mutec Festival, but I'm not sure how it is, because usually it's a bigger festival. So there's a lot of events this weekend, especially electronics. Stuff that has to do with electronica and that kind of stuff. So that was one of the things, and a very it's going to be one of the big events. But there's also another one coming up, and one of the bands that is gonna open this show, that's gonna be playing along with this other electronic musician that is playing this Saturday, is Mexico Sons from Guadalajara, one man band, drawn ambient experimentalist called Pieces. And here's a song by him, and well, this is gonna start a whole new block, so I'm gonna tell you all about the events that are gonna be this weekend, but right now I'll leave you with Pieces here in Radio Oscillator. Pieces.
Ooh.
starting this block, like I told you, is Pieces from Guadalajara, this electronic drone ambient artist from Guadalajara, and the song's called it's in Spanish, it's called Locura Sin Presupuesto, which means like madness without a budget. And it's just an expert it's just an excerpt, and it's from the from an album that I think it's a net release, but I'm not sure really, so just leave it at that. And as you could hear, you can hear he does a lot of like noisy drone stuff, and it's pretty awesome. Then he also has a side project with Andres from Sutra, who I programmed last last show, and they play in a band called Blunt Rave Notes, and it's pretty great. It's like soundtracky, drawn, organic kind of thing with guitar and other things. It's really cool. I had the fortune of seeing them, so, and I'm looking forward to seeing him this weekend. Well, that was peace. Then afterwards we heard straight from Minneapolis, the band called Gay Beast with the song called Cock. And it's from the Dysrobics album, which I think it means something like aerobics or something. I don't know. And this album was released on vinyl on the DNT label. It's pretty great. It's kind of like Debo, kind of like this. They had a lot of common with the bands that are influenced by Debo, and are kind of like contemporary, like Experimental Dental School or the Polysix or even Brainiac from a few years ago. So if you like the crazy keywords as you hear them, well, Gay Beast are great. It's a really good album. And then after Gay Beast, we heard Junction Glamo with the song La Sapumo, and it's from the album Tibet Tibet. Well, this this girl, as you can tell from the title of the album, is she's Tibetan, and she resides right now in New York. I think right now, I don't know, that's the last I heard, and she, I think she had something to do with the Tibetan Freedom Concerts back in the 90s. And well, some Tibetan music for you, some vocalizations and odd instrumentations for you, other than what you hear every day. And I really dig this. I really like the Tibetan chanting stuff, so I don't know, I hope you liked it. If not, I don't care, do your own show. And then after Junction Lamo, we heard their Teenage Panzer Corpse with the song Nameless Diseases from the album Harmful Emotions. This album was released on the newly resurrected cult label Slit Breeze, who of course rose to popularity, so to speak, to infamy for being Harry Pussy's label. And of course, Harry Pussy is one of the greatest bands, noise, rock, whatever you want to call them, pure chaos, one of the greatest bands of the 90s. And thanks to their TPK, or their Teenage Panzer Corpse, and Times New Viking and other bands, this label, Slit Breeze, has started to reactivate itself, and, for the better. I really dig this band. It's all lo-fi and out of tune, but with tons of attitude, garage. I really like them. They're good. And then after their Teenage Panzer Corpse, we heard Astro, who is the stage name of Hiroshi Hasegawa whenever he's playing solo with his analog synths. He is most famous for playing in the band CCCC from Japan, one of the first harsh noise bands to rise out of Japan. And of course, he also plays in other bands like Astral Traveling Unit and Galax. And his main instrument is the analog synth. And well, this song's called Shine On You Crazy Crystal Machine. And it's also an excerpt, it's not the complete song. And it's from his album released last year, The Blossoming Noise, called Astral Orange Sunshine. And well, the reason I'm programming Astro is because this weekend is No Fun Fest in New York City, which is kind of like the biggest gathering of noise bands, the biggest festival of noise, and it's a great place, and it's a great lineup this year because it's kind of expanding more from the noise scene into other areas that are also very important to the development of sound as music. So there's gonna be lots of great bands playing, like Cluster, legendary crowd rock band Cluster, of course. Tony Conrad is playing, The Haters are playing, I think, Sunday. Alan Licht is playing, Kid Fullerton Whitman, Prairie and Religious Knives, Thurston Moore is playing too. Tons of bands, tons of other people, and it's gonna be great. If you have the chance to go, I would seriously recommend it. And well, as a token of just saluting everything, so I'm putting one of the headliners on the show, so here's Astro. I'm gonna put another song by another band afterwards, who was also playing in No Fun Fest, but right now I'm going to talk to you about the shows that are coming here in Mexico City this weekend. And tomorrow, well, I'm recording this Wednesday, so tomorrow, Thursday, is going to be the Apparat show that I told you is going to be at the Pasaje America in downtown Mexico City, and I'm hoping to go. Then on Friday, oh, that's Friday. Sorry, it's Friday. It got rescheduled for Friday instead of Thursday. It was supposed to be Thursday, but I don't know what's going on with that. But well, anyway, that's Friday. Also Friday, The Addicts are playing, and The Addicts are this band, this punk band that I'm not really into. That they're kind of like paint themselves like clowns, and they kind of dress up like the characters from A Clockwork Orange, and I don't know. In some kind of weird twist, this show is gonna feature Marky Ramone, of course the longest-serving drummer in the Ramones, and also one of the original Boydoids members. He's gonna open for The Addicts. Yeah, go figure it out. And well, that's Friday. Then Saturday, Coheed and Cambria is playing, and well, I'm not really into that, but if you are, I don't judge. I don't know, I like the first album, I don't care what anybody thinks, but I don't know, that doesn't warrant me from going to see them. Anyway, then also, well, I'm gonna tell you about this later on. What's also noteworthy? Oh yeah, yeah. Saturday and Sunday is gonna be this festival called Extremo, and it's gonna feature bands like Underworld, Moby, the Blue Glow Skulls, I think The Addicts are also playing, in like tons of bands, tons of psychedelic trance and punk and ska bands. I'm not really that interested, but if you are, I don't know, check that out if you're in the area. And that's gonna be Saturday and Sunday. And Sunday, it's also gonna be the LA Guns are gonna play, but it's weird. It's not really the LA Guns, it's Tracy Guns, of course, the original guitar player in Guns N' Roses, with other people, and they call themselves LA Guns, and they kind of play covers of their own songs, I don't know. But opening for this band, for LA Guns, is going to be Faster Pussycat, which was one of the better, hair metal bands, although I don't like the term hair metal, because I don't think they have anything metal about them. I don't know, some bands are okay, some not so much, but regardless of artistic merit, some have good pop songs. But anyway, Faster Pussycat was one of the better bands. So, and I was kind of like excited because I thought, oh, maybe I'll go check it out. I'll go check out the Faster Pussycat. And then I found out that the lead singer is on a pretty strange trip, and he's like trying to be Marilyn Manson or something, and he's playing like industrial versions of the old songs they used to do. So, and it's not really the band, it's just the lead singer and a bunch of different people. It's not really like the original band or anything, so I don't know, it's weird. It's gonna be like two cover bands for hair metal bands from the Sunset Strip. I don't know, I'm gonna play you a song from Faster Pussycat later on in this next block, actually. But this is like their prime time Sunset Strip glory sound, and it's not so bad as you think. it's kind of like they're very influenced by the New Yorker also. That tells you a lot. Well, anyway, those are the shows that are going to be happening this week in Mexico City, and you can see why I program some of those bands I program in this show. And, well, Saturday, I told you Pieces is playing with a ton more electronic artists who are themselves opening for a visiting act from Pittsburgh, and he's one of the best playing the so-called drill and bass and breakcore kind of sound right now. And his artistic name is Shanopticon, and he's kind of, if you like the hard electronica, hard driving, if you like the harder aspects of Aphex Twin or Venetian Snares or Bungra, he's one of the great bands that's happening right now. And well, I'm gonna play you a song by him to start this last block of music here at Radio Oscillator, and here it is, Shanopticon presenting as part of the event called Distorted Babylonia 4 or 4. And here it is, Shanopticon in Radio Oscillator. Four.
いつかの場所、いつかのお景色が、ほのかに甘い風の顔をして、八影を通して見え隠れする、馬車の心地よい揺れに身を任せ、木々の枝へ宝ら覗いてみれば、あってどんな移動画が繰り広げられる、耳たぶの後ろをかする風が、遅れ髪をもてあそぶ、まぶたの奥のフォーカスをずらして、ふとろきの光の玉を追う、
surprise, you're in for a shock. In London town streets, when there's darkness and fire, when you least expect me and you turn your back, I'll attack, attack. By the wall, I laugh when I'm creeping, but you won't hear me at all. Oh, hear my warning, never turn your back on the ripper. You'll soon shake with fear and never knowing if I'm near. I'm sly and I'm shameless, nocturnal and near.
This last block started, as I told you, with Synopticon, with the song Stable Fire from the album The Silver Key. That's what I think it is called. It's actually a 12-inch single released last year, and as you can hear, that this represents very well what Synopticon really is all about. Afterwards, I played Faster Pussycat with No Room for Emotion from their self-titled album from 1980-something. And as you could hear, they're kind of like very influenced by the New York Dolls, kind of like the sloppy Rolling Stones with awful vocals. I think that they're very good. They're actually kind of like, they have like a Guns N' Roses kind of edge, a little more glossy than Guns N' Roses though. And they're also kind of like related to the Black Crowes a little bit from like their first album, which was released a little later, a few years after this one, the Faster Pussycat one. Well, anyway, I was hoping to hear something like that this Sunday, but I don't think that's gonna happen. And then after Faster Pussycat, I played Hua Hio with the song Invisible Fireworks 2. From the album Ohio Hoahio. I think that's the way it's pronounced. I'm not sure, but it's Japanese. And of course, this was released by Sadiq Records in 2000, the year 2000. And this band, well, they have a. They count. I don't know if she's a full member of the band, but. Or it's just this album, but Sashiko M, who was also a member of Ground Zero, Kousokuya, Otomo Yoshida's New Jazz Orchestra, and also a solo artist specializing in weird voices and sine wave processing. And Sashiko is a member of this band, this album, and I think it's really a weird kind of like a clash between sort of weird traditional Japanese singing with weird instrumentations. It's just a weird album, but it's a good album. I hope you like it. This is from 2000, and its song is called Invisible Fireworks 2. Then, after Wahio, we heard the last edited, trimmed, whatever you want to call it, song, kind of like only an excerpt of the song Shock Therapy by Cornucopia from Puerto Rico, who are also playing No Fun Fest this weekend, this Saturday, and well, they're great. The band is led by Jorge Castro, and he also runs the Sonora label, who has released tons of stuff, especially collaborations, but lately he's been specializing in noise and drone acts from Latin America, and I think you should check him out. This is just a token of appreciation, because he's a great artist and a great friend, and I also wanted to say wish him luck. And if you're listening to this podcast, Jorge, I wish you all the best luck, and I hope you deaf a couple of people over there and impress them, because you rock and you shouldn't feel like you don't. So anyway, knock him deaf this weekend and no fun. But actually, this song comes from coincidentally from his split with Astro, so I don't know, it was released by Sonora last year. And after Cornucopia, I played The Ripper by Judas Priest from their Sad Wings of Destiny album, their second full length. And well, I don't know, I just wanted to listen to some Judas Priest, and they were great. Actually, I wasn't very keen on Judas Priest until like 2004, when I went to Ozfest, which was an amazing experience, just so hilarious, so funny, so great. Anyway, when I saw them, the reunited Priest with Rob Halford, I was impressed, incredibly impressed by how great their songs are. Really, that's all there is. Of course, Halford has an amazing song, and Glenn Tipton and KK Downing are an amazing team of guitar players that do all twin guitar thing. They have it down, but they're, and well, I kind of lost the point there, because something came up and I had to pause my comment. But anyway, Judas Priest rock, and I recently found out about it. Anyway. So anyway, this was the show. I hope you liked it. If not, I don't care. And well, I'm gonna leave you with a song. I hope to have the next show next week, as always, trying to get some tradition going on. And well, I'm gonna leave you with a beautiful piece of music from their album, most recent album, Prayer for Shivi. This is Suishou no Fune. This album was released on Holy Mountain Records, and Suishou is one of the best psychedelic, Japanese psychedelic bands to come out ever. So anyway, the song's called The Rain Falls, and well, you'll hear me sometime soon. So anyway, this was Radio Oscillator. My name is Marcos Hassan, and this is Suishou no Fune. Bye. Thank you.
一つ